Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You know, out there in the open, they're going to see you.
Eighth Arizona penalty. Fumble on the snap. Dobbs couldn't corral it. Who's at the bottom of the pile? It looked like the Commanders were scrambling towards it. And they've got it. High snap. Tressway handles it well and slides perfect to make it a 20-16 game with 2:23 left. Here comes the house for Arizona. Way will get it away. Final seconds ticking away. I don't know why you don't maybe potentially fair catch that if you're Dortch, just try to stop the clock. But after all that, the new era of Commander football begins with a win in Landover.
We're family. That's one. It's one for the city. It's all you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Today on the ZabeCast, it's Andy Polin, the guy I once derisively called Good Enough Andy, a man who knows more Redskins history than anybody, somebody who loved Chinese food, Tiger Woods, and 60 Minutes on Sundays, and a guy who taught me the word mushugana. Your bonus, uncensored 35-minute edition of the ZabeCast is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
This one goes out to everybody, Andy, who says they still can't get over me abandoning the Washington football team. I am leading today's Zabecast. I will revel in today's Zabecast with what was a 10 out of 10 day for the faithful who are Washington football fans. You like that, as Kirk Cousins once famously said, Andy? You gotta like that. What a day. What a debut. Yeah, it was a closer game than people thought it would be, but they won.
Yeah, they lost the turnover battle. They did some things offensively that drove you crazy, but the defense won the game. They're 1-0. People feeling good. The place sold out. And by the way, we're offering amnesty. You want to come back across the border, there'll be no punishment if you'd like to come back.
Well, I'll come back if they go back to Redskins. If there's a full, and it's not going to happen because both Harris and Rails, the co-owner, yep. Mitch Rails, who, by the way, owned our station back in the day, started sports radio. You knew Mitch Rails, the guy who now co-owns the team with Josh Harris. They both said, we're not going back. We're not relitigating the past. We don't want that to be a distraction. We're moving forward. So there's that. But old Riggo, our boy, who we used to work with, was shown on TV and then popped his jacket open to show the old Redskin logo.
Yeah, well, you know that after they announced the new name was Commanders, which was 22222,
right?
He, about a week later on his podcast, said he would never have anything to do with a team named Commanders.
Really? Well, because that's weird, because I'd say going to the game as a guest of the new owners and sitting in their luxury suite would be, quote, having to do with.
Right. And I think the price was right for him to make a return. Now, he did go a little bit rogue by opening up his sport coat to reveal that he had a Redskin logo inside.
Yeah.
But, you know, as we know, if the price is right, Riggo will do what it is asked of him.
Well, and I can't really blame him that much. These old ball players, including Hall of Famers like John Riggins, they got to do something with the rest of their life. They've got to earn money the rest of their life. He didn't make that much money because he played in such an ancient era. So if he's going to tuck his tail, swallow his pride, and come crawling back for whatever crumbs Harrison Rails throw at him, then so be it. I can't begrudge him for it. Can you? Do you look at him less because of it?
No, but if this is typical of his stance. I mean, we've known him a long time, and I like him. But this is what he does. Remember, he went on Inside the NFL when his contract was up with the station and said Dan Snyder had a dark heart. And then when Snyder slid him some money to do some commercials, he did some commercials, his big stands are loud. They're not necessarily as principled as he would like you to believe.
It was, however, an amazing day for the way the fans came out and the way the fans partied in the parking lot. This was truly the celebration of, not only is Dan gone, but this new guy is great. Humble, walks the stands, meets with people, kisses babies, presses the flesh, even apparently had the tunnel walkway scrubbed for the first time after like 26 years of Dan just ignoring it. It was like power washed because it was black.
Yeah. No, he's a guy who has run teams. Yeah, he's not some 34-year-old kid who walked in and said, we're going to win. This is what I do. I win. And he understands. Oh, there's Tony Dungy. He's on the show. Okay.
That's so, what I thought.
Yeah. So anyway, he is a guy who's been very experienced in business. He understands that it is a people business and you've got to satisfy the customers. And, you know, it's amazing how far he's gone out of his way not to say the name Dan Snyder. He finally slipped a little bit. He did an interview at the Economic Club on Wednesday and talked about going to England several times to meet with the former owners. And then on a follow-up question, let out the name Dan slip.
Oh.
That's the closest he's come
to
naming him. Yeah, I mean, he really gets the big picture of it. And it's actually a three-headed deal here of the three guys who've been visible. And Mark Ein is a boyhood friend. He's the one who put him together with Mitch Rales. And
boyhood friend of whose? Yours?
Well, he went to my high school, but he and Josh Harris went to elementary school together, and I guess junior high.
Ah.
And then Harris said that his parents weren't exactly happy with his grades in middle school, I guess, or junior high. So he went to the field school for high school. But yeah, they were friends from like fifth grade, something like that.
Fourth grade. All right. Yeah. I mean, you know, discount concessions, bringing all the legends back, which included an interesting wrinkle that you had to poke me on Twitter about. Former Cardinals legend Jim Hart, quarterback, yep, who played for the Redskins for a one season, was invited to come back with Sonny and Billy, the iconic quarterbacks of the 70s, who, thank God, are still alive, but, you know, age is once again showing it's eventually undefeated. You said to me on Twitter, so what about your Darnerian McCants rule about these homecoming picnics with the team? Because once upon a time, for those who don't know, wide receiver Darnerian McCants, nice fella, was a absolute blip on the radar in this team's history. He was invited back for homecoming weekend. And I said, Darnerian, what? No, like, invite a small number of actual guys who played for a hot minute. And Andy's stance was always, hey, he was on the team. You got to invite him. If you're going to invite one, you got to invite all. And I said, you do not have to invite all. So you then threw the Jim Hart thing in my face. And I am now here for the response to your query. When it comes to quarterbacks, Andy, and old bulls like these guys are, and their Florida retirement home buddies, of course you fucking bring them. He could have come back and never played for the Redskins for all I care. If Jim Hart wants to come by, even though Jim Hart cut our hearts out once, 1976, I want to say, 75 to Mel Gray in the end zone, a bang-bang play. No replay existed. They called it a touchdown. It clearly was not. It was the first time I ever threw something in anger as a young fan, an 8-year-old boy on the mean streets of McLean, Virginia. Total bullshit play. So my answer is there are exceptions to the rule in that old dog quarterbacks that are good buddies with the real legends like Billy and Sonny, fucking bring them along. Put them on the plane, baby. Put them on the plane.
Rail sent his personal plane to pick them up. So it didn't cost him anything to have.
We got one more seat for you, Jim.
Seat. Yeah. And also when they're leaving the Pinochle game, Billy and Sonny get up, and Jim probably said, hey, what about me? And they said, okay, yeah, come on, let's go. Let's go up to Washington and revel in the new ownership.
All right, let me throw a few challenges at you, though. What about Haynesworth?
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Would Andy Pollin invite Haynesworth back? Because RG3 came back and got a pretty good pop.
He did. He made sure that when he went out on the field, he went out there with his two daughters.
Human shields.
Those of us who might have had not as positive a reception for him as he received, that would have been hidden by that.
I never hated RG3. I just rolled my eyes at him, and mostly after his career was over. He was a delusional individual, not a destructive one. The destruction came from Danny's enabling and Shanahan's inability to go, you know what? I got to curb this guy.
That's true. Shanahan is at fault here, too. But here's RG3, who used the owner to undermine the coach. And then when it was all over, decided, I'm going to write a tell-all book about the owner. And then
that's true. Yeah, that's true. I'm still waiting for that book. Look, he's not a good guy. I just never summoned the give a shit to hate him as a player. But yeah, so anyway, so there was that. All right, so Haynesworth is a tough one for you. You're not sure if you would invite him back.
Well, that would have to have been if it was a blanket. Anybody who ever wore the uniform gets to come back. You let him come back. But if it was invitation situation, I wouldn't send him one.
Yeah. By the way, did we ever talk about Haynesworth talking shit on that podcast about his tenure? when he was here?
Yeah, I think we did, but it was he's done this before. You know, he's run his mouth about stuff that's just absolutely not
talk true. About living in your own constructed alternate reality that never fucking happened. The way he described the reason he didn't succeed here is unbelievable. And then calling other players soft when he was the guy that not only laid down for 11 seconds while Michael Vick ran around and scored a touchdown, but the same guy that got taken off the field on a stretcher and was given the bacon and oxygen cart and came back into the game. He's the definition of lazy bum. In fact, he takes Dana Stubblefield, the previous holder of the Andy Poland scorn of "you lazy bum," and says, "hold my beer."
Well, but Stubblefield right now is in jail for raping a woman who was mentally handicapped. So
yeah, total bag of shit. Really... And guess who else is in jail for doing that? Kellen Winslow. Guess who's in jail for date raping women? Darren Sharper. God, sometimes you wonder what is with people. Which we'll get to, by the way, on the Mel Tucker story in just a second. But back to the tough calls reunion-wise. So Haynesworth is a tough one, 50-50. How about a dirty, stinking cowboy that didn't work out, like, say, Alvin Harper, who was a Redskin briefly? Do we bring any Alvin Harpers back that are ex-Cowboys?
That falls under the blanket of anybody who played for the team is welcome to come back. If it's a personal invitation, no, I wouldn't. As a matter of fact, Bobby Mitchell once had to kick Alvin Harper's personal jeweler off the practice field.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the NFL, right? All right. Well, what a day. I'm excited for you, Andy, for all the fans who are there. I'll be honest, I'm a touch disappointed you were not out there. Yeah. Are you planning on going to a game?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have my cousins coming in from Chicago, so I'm going to go to the Thursday night game. I think
against the Bears.
5th. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we'll get to the Bears in just a second. So, yeah, I saw where our boy Kevin Sheehan and Tom Lavero, a man who doesn't want to walk more than 5 parking spaces to the elevators in an arena, was seen walking the parking lots Sheehan looking for tailgates to have a drink at. Before the game.
Let's update the physical condition of Tom, who has had both of his knees replaced, has lost significant weight, and spent the last month in Europe. He now travels a lot and does a lot of walking. Yeah, he's in much better shape than he was 10, 12 years ago. Absolutely.
Well, good for him, and good for Sheehan, who is also not really a go-to-the-games kind of a guy. If he can bring those two old jaded curmudgeons out to the parking lots, good for them. And shout out to my boy Kenny Smith, the casino host down there at MGM National Harbor. He was all psyched to go to the games, even invited me to go as well. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'd love to do it for you. I'd be happy for you and the fans. I'd like to see what it's like. But B, you know, people get all triggered if I just go to a game. Plus, I would have missed the start of the Packers destroying the Bears yet again, which is where we segue to next. This was so sweet for Packer fans to do this against the Bears because they really thought the bad man is gone. Aaron Rodgers is gone. We're now going to have a chance to what? No. Fuck. We still can't beat them. And they're going to have to sit around, Andy, for 17 weeks. The next game is week 18 against the Packers at Lambeau. They might have 3 wins when they roll into town. Maybe.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, then they get in the sweepstakes for Caleb Williams. That's the way it works in the NFL. Well, you know,
could they be 1-1 2 years in a row because they traded out a 1-1 and let the Panthers take Bryce Young, who was okay today but lost. All 3 rookies, by the way, lost in opening day play, which is no shock. Footballing is hard at the pro level. But I look back, there's only been 3 quarterbacks traded out of the 1-1 in the last 20 years when quarterbacks became super important. Mm-hmm. And it generally does not work out for the team that gets out of the 1-1. You should probably take the 1-1. Whenever you think, nah, we're not going to take a quarterback, we've already got one, chances are the guy you got ain't that good. Justin Fields is not a good passer. Period.
Right.
Full stop. All the excuses now are laid bare. Oh, he's got no weapons. They went out and got DJ Moore. He got two targets in the game. Why? Fields either can't see him in, you know, the coverage that's being thrown at him, or I don't know, doesn't feel confident enough to go to him. This guy, Chase Claypool, they traded a late first for from the Steelers, certified bag of shit, loafing all day for the Bears. And so they invested in the offensive line. And they had an injury or two, but everyone has injuries. And you can't, you're not going to be able to use that against Fields. He takes more sacks than anyone else because he's a runner. And being a runner at quarterback is a nice tweak, a nice wrinkle. It's still a passing position.
You got to be able to run, but you need to be able to throw the ball. And you look at Jacksonville, which was in the toilet for a decade. They got a quarterback, and look where they are.
Right. Which brings me to the state of the NFL and quarterbacking for a second. You know, someone said, like, the NFL's product's all watered down. It's terrible now. And you know, there's something to that effect. And I said, I don't know. I got really ginned up, as you can probably hear me, as I'm pumped up from watching a whole day of football. Can't wait to go back and watch some more as soon as we're done with this. I do think the NFL's product is watered down because of the restrictions on hitting guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that replay is just the devil's tool that slows games down and barely gets it right half the time. But that said, I just think we're in a little bit of a trough in terms of star quarterbacks in the league. Just a little bit of a trough. Yeah, I know we got Mahomes. I know we got Burrow. I know we got Herbert. By the way, Burrow got killed today. Herbert got beat today by the Dolphins. Tua went nuts. So there's good quarterbacks out there, but you retire in a span of about 4 years. Manning, Big Ben, Breeze, and Brady, that's four movie stars that open games, you know, that open movies, so to speak, for the NFL, this TV show about quarterbacks. That's four big guys right there.
Right, but we've had this. I mean, Elway and Marino retired within a year or two of each other. The league moves on.
I'm not saying it won't move on, but would you agree we're in a bit of a trough in terms of the stars?
I suppose, but some say Patrick Mahomes is the best to have ever played the position.
Well, yeah, so, okay, how many sizzle QBs exist right now?
Well, Burrow was terrible today.
Four?
That's true, but he's
three
he's
or four.
One of them.
Three or four.
I would say in Jacksonville, you got one.
We'll see.
Yeah, okay.
I'm talking sizzle quarterbacks. I think we've got maybe four now, which would be Mahomes, Burrow, Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Rodgers, if he still has anything left, that's four and a half. Who am I missing as a sizzle quarterback?
Herbert? Did you say Herbert?
I did say Herbert.
Although he wasn't good at the end of the game today.
Right.
So I don't know.
So as we have maybe four now, we used to have eight. Eight sizzle quarterbacks. We used to have the big four that just retired that I mentioned. You had Rodgers in his prime. You had Romo, who never won anything, but he was a certified star. The networks loved putting him on primetime. You had good supporting characters like Eli and Phillip Rivers and some other players in there. You had the incredible rivalry between Kaepernick and the Niners and Wilson and the Seahawks. And Cap and Wilson were two guys that were sizzle guys, even though they weren't necessarily stars. And then you had RG3 and Andrew Luck, who were new on the scene. In fact, I would argue 2012 to about 2016 was the peak of the most sizzle QBs.
Okay, but do you not turn on the TV because you think, oh, the sizzle QBs are down? I don't know.
No, and I'm still there. I'm just trying to say, I'm just trying to ask, by the way.
But you got
to
realize, you know, look, Manning was not a sizzle QB for a while. Elway, if you look at the early part of his career, was terrible. I mean, it takes time.
Yeah. Okay, well, now you sound like you're shilling for the league. You don't have to shill for the league. The league
I like
is a
the league.
Billion dollars.
I don't sit around and say, yeah. I mean, if you want me to go back, I can say, yeah, back when it was Star and United, that was a league for you.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
All right. How was your Red Zone experience on YouTube?
I don't have YouTube. I have the cable. It's a cable channel on, what do I have, Fios. Yeah, that's it, 835.
Fucking Luddite. When are you going to get with the program? Andy, what's the matter with you?
I don't know.
Get the YouTube Red Zone and what? Get it all. Get all the games.
I get the same product that you get.
Okay. How many TVs do you have watching football?
One, because I can only watch one thing at once. I only have two eyeballs.
Do you know that if you had the Red Zone, that they offer a four box that'll split your 16? 16-
I can't watch four games at once.
Yes,
the Red Zone, Hanson changes me from game to game. I get a full game. I'm not a stinking fly where I can separate my eyeball to watch four games. I can't do that.
You sound a little bit like my mother, bless her heart, who I got into a bit of a tiff over her bed, you know, because they just moved to a new community, assisted living community. So they brought their old bed with them, which is 25 years old. And she wanted it raised up a bit because it was kind of low. Mm-hmm. And as we're raising it up, I said, and you know what, Mom? It might be time for a new bed. And my mom was like, no, Steven, I don't need it. Why do I need a new bed? I'm not going to just go run out and buy a new bed. Like, she's talking about it as if it's a Lamborghini. It's a fucking bed. Plus, it's one of the things you spend a third of your life in. And my mom's like, the bed's fine. It's comfortable. It's fine. I go, but do you know what modern beds feel like? Oh, it doesn't matter. Like, I urged her to be open-minded, Andy, to the notion that if she ever got onto a modern mattress with the real good stuff they're using now, the foam and the coils and everything else, that she might say, oh my God, I wish I'd known about this sooner. She was so closed off to this. And normally it's my dad who is this way. My mom is usually pretty open-minded, but I feel like you're like my mom. You are not open-minded enough to just try it.
You know, I'm probably closer in age to your mom than you. So what are we, 10 years apart? How old's your mom?
My mom's 84. You're 65. So, I'm 55.
Okay, so I'm closer to you. But still, we're more kindred spirits because we remember the days of the 13-inch black and white TV, and that's all we had, and it was okay. That's how you watch the game.
You know, if I may, dear listeners, it was I who urged Andy to get into the high definition revolution.
Yeah, and I was ahead of most people.
But you were ahead, but only because of my urging, and I know. You did resist when I urged you to get high definition.
You said, what's the difference?
That was not a good version, what I had, but
yes, it was still better. Once you had it, you're like, oh God, now we're talking.
But it was more of like a projection high def compared to what I have now. Oh my God.
All right. I'll stay on you, even though I know it's going to yield probably no results.
Right.
Mel Tucker. Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You know,
of all the stories. Yeah. Go ahead, Andy. I'll let you get the first crack at this.
Well, now, from what I understand, this was a woman who was brought in who had been, was she a rape victim? I think she was. And she was brought in to talk to the football team about sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm.
And then he apparently pursued a relationship with her, because he's admitted to that it was, in fact, a sexual relationship with her, and that she's mischaracterizing what happened in that relationship, but he did admit that it was an intimate sexual relationship. I mean, there are certain people you may be attracted to them, but given the relationship between you and the football team and a team you coach for $9.5 million a year, that's just something you need to stay away from. You just can't go there. Now, what exactly happened between the two? We don't know, but he just blew up his career by being an idiot.
Did you not read the full story and the details of the complaint by the woman? You say you don't know what happened. We do know this. He jerked off on the phone to her.
Well, that's what she said. He has not confirmed.
No. He admitted that.
Oh, he did. I didn't see
he admitted that he jerked off on the phone to her, but said it was consensual.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
It's Tubin all over again. That's unbelievable.
It is
incredible. And
it's
to
Michigan
do it. Of all the schools.
Of all the schools.
Yeah. The Larry Nassar School. Are you kidding me? And there's more layers to it, because he technically is on leave now because it was in the middle of an investigation. But these complaints came out 8 months ago. So either Michigan State was hoping they could just hush this investigation and clear him and keep him, or I don't know. It's one of two things, and it's not good either way.
Right. No, they've got to clean out the whole administration now. This is crazy. I mean, if this was 8 months in the making and they knew football season was going to launch with him as the head coach, come on. That's just – and from what I read, this suspension is just a formality. He's never going to coach another game.
No, he can't and he won't, but still. Yeah. I mean, and you got to think Pat Fitzgerald sitting around going, the fuck? I got fired too for far less than this. What the hell? And then there was the story of Art Briles. Art Briles, who was on the sideline after the game, well after the game, with the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma, who's married to Art Briles' daughter. People were giving him shit like, you shouldn't really bring him around here. What is he supposed to be, an unperson the rest of his fucking life? What is wrong with people that they would say, how dare you bring him to the sideline? He didn't fucking murder anybody. He was the coach of a football program that had a lot of sexual misconduct complaints. But never once did he ever get charged with even a crime. And at Oklahoma, they had Joe Mixon on tape knocking his girlfriend out in a coffee shop, and he still played.
Yeah.
I mean, God, the hypocrisy is amazing. How long does Art Briles have to stay away from civil society to satisfy the ninnies in the fucking media, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma, you're right. The Joe Mixon thing makes their house unclean, too. I mean, the whole thing is just so slimy. But, you know, again, Art Briles, knowing that he would be in the spotlight like that, probably should have found a way to congratulate people in a more private way. That's what I would say.
Okay, so what, wear a bag over his head?
I don't know.
Wear a mustache and glasses. Just, like, I'm not Art Briles, but I do want to go. I do want to congratulate my son-in-law on a big win.
I understand. But in front of the TV cameras, it might have been.
Well, what is he going to wait 2 hours till all the cameras are packed up?
I don't know.
Everyone will be gone by then. And if not now, then when? Next year? Next month? When?
Yeah, I don't know. Stupid. Look, but again, he was charged with covering up some sexual misconduct by players. That was
I don't think you should use the word charged. He was accused of. Accused and charged. Charges is a specific legal thing.
But he was ousted as coach at Baylor because of those, because he was a successful coach. He won games.
I know. Well, sure, he was ousted, and maybe he was running a rogue program, but that fuckface, Urban Meyer, is on TV right now.
I know. That's another thing that's disgusting.
Am I going crazy? I'm thinking I'm taking crazy pills here.
And then he was seen talking up a young woman next to the set. And they might as well all move in with Deion Sanders because they're doing his free game show every week.
Which brings us two more things real quick. I'm going to get to the Deion thing in a quick hot second. But Michael Irvin, and I'm glad to see this, settled his lawsuit against Marriott. Undisclosed amount. It was a $100 million defamation suit. I'm sure he got way, 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 way less than that. But I hope he got a nice chunk of their fucking money. And then he was reinstated by NFL Network. This was a gross overreaction that nearly cost him his career with no hard proof whatsoever. Fuck Marriott.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just so weird that they got that settled like last night. You know, like yesterday.
I think they got to wrap these, like everything gets wrapped up right before the ship of the NFL season pushes off from shore. That's why Burrow got his huge contract and, you know, everyone, it's like, we got to wrap it. Boat's leaving. So we got to solve this. I'm just glad that, you know, Irvin at least got a little bit of justice because we're not living in Salem in 1492, Andy. We shouldn't be living by fear of, hey, I hear Andy Pollin's a witch. Otherwise, by the way, you'd be burned at the stake a long time ago because, you know, I'm getting hate mail about you left and right. I'm getting a lot of support mail
because
for you as
I'm
well.
Liberal? Because I don't agree with your political views?
Well, would you like a sampling of these?
Oh, sure. I mean, I'm sure your army is not happy with me.
Timothy Pollack. Timothy Pollack. So, he writes, what you got to do? I no longer listen when Andy is on. I did hear yet another listener tired of hearing Andy drone on about bullshit. So you're going to cut him free. I like Andy, and I think he does a good job with me. This one, Jay versus Andy, says Joby Turner. Now, that's a show I'd pay $5 for. They may be similar politically, but one's a boomer, the other one is Gen X. One's white, one's black, one's Jewish, one's not. What a man of war showdown that could be.
Jay. Okay.
Would you like to go 15 rounds with Jay someday here?
I don't know.
Okay.
Jay wants to go 15 rounds. We can go 15 rounds.
This one from John Bennett. Good day, sir. I write this morning in defense of Andrew Pollin, a.k.a. Andy Pauly. The criticism this week and calls for his ouster are just plain depressing. For those who listen to you guys religiously on the Sports Reporters, the Monday pods are a great throwback to a better age of D.C. sports talk radio. I get a hell yeah for that. Ding, ding, ding. I agree. Yeah. Andy is a regional and national treasure, a vast well of knowledge, great stories, meaty behind-the-scenes anecdotes galore, realism and cynicism all wrapped up into one that has aged very well. Everyone needs to appreciate Andy for what he is now, not what listeners want him to be. Okay? He's Peyton Manning as a Bronco. He's Tom Brady as a Buck. He's Jordan as a Wizard. And he's a flabby, balding Ric Flair as the Intercontinental Champion in his last stint.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Brady and Manning won Super Bowls. Jordan as a Wizard. I don't think it's
That one might be it as well. Yeah. But anyway, I would never get rid of you, Andy, because you and I share way too much history. And even though we disagree on things and you wear me the fuck out sometimes with your stubbornness, I just enjoy our chats every Monday. So for all the Andy haters, bad Monday for you. Not leaving, as Jordan Belfort once said in Wolf of Wall Street. Not fucking leaving. Anything else real quick to say that caught your eye from the weekend? Coco Gauff, your darling of Flushing Meadow. When is tennis going to get the fuck off this weekend and wrap up a week earlier? They're such idiots.
You know, this used to be such a big deal that they would take Pat Summerall, who was the number one guy at CBS, off football. In fact, CBS would eschew the 4 o'clock window. Eschew it, put the pickoff football in the 4 o'clock window and run the men's final at the U.S. Open. And Pat Summerall would do it. It was incredible.
Yeah. All right. Deion did it again. You're going to have to become a believer. I think they got a real chance to knock off USC when they come to town in a couple of weeks.
That's going to be a big game. That is going to be an incredibly hyped game. If they win that, oh, my God. that'll make Dion the next Newt Rockne. That's unbelievable.
Meanwhile, Keller Williams is in the Dr. Pepper Heisman House commercials. Yeah. Cha-ching, cha-ching. He's got a Wendy's commercial. Cha-ching, cha-ching. And I'm watching it going, he's still playing right now. He must be making $5 million this year.
And his dad's running his mouth like, yeah, we may stay another year if we don't like the team's choices.
Right, because his current NIL might exceed his rookie number.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, but I think the NFL is getting to be like the NBA. You pretty soon you're going to be able to play where you want to play and take who you want with you. I think it's gone in that direction.
Oh, and shout out to USA Basketball, who shit their pants again in the international competition. We just don't give a shit. Let's just forfeit and leave it to a country who cares. You know, we're supposed to be the best in the world at basketball. Maybe we should try winning when it's not an Olympic cycle, but that's a story for a different day. Hey, look, for everyone who wanted this podcast to go longer, too fucking bad. There's more football on, and Andy and I are about to go watch. We'll talk next week, buddy. Thanks.
All right, Zach. Take care.
See ya. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.